This is a Hot Pie Media original.
Hey, it's Deb, and this is my podcast.
You're listening to the Deb O'Keefe Podcast, the podcast where Deb O'Keefe doesn't know anything.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. Is it too late to be wearing this? Nah, Home Alone, you can watch it year-round, right? Is the actual film that was in Home Alone where that quote comes from, is that classed as a Christmas movie? Or is it just because it was in Home Alone? That's a question for the ether. We'll send that one out there. As always, by the way, you can get at me on social media at Deb O'Keefe, suggest a topic, something you want to talk about, something that you want me to rant about. I'm happy to. That's one of my favorite things to do. And you can also email me. It's just Deb at hotpiemedia.com. That's my address right here, Hot Pie Media, parent company. Take care of our podcast, put them out. Shout out to Colton. What up, Colton? You have a nice Christmas? Yep. Yep. Man of no words, that guy. Man of one word. I had a nice Christmas. It was pretty chill. Hope you did too. Tonight's going to be chill for me. I don't do a lot on New Year's Eve. Usually just hang out with friends. They have kids. And I can't be bothered to deal with it. The it being like the outside world of everyone doing things. Every now and then, every few years, I feel like I go to an event and, but I think I'm scarred with New Year's Eve. Is this just super grinchy to be talking about this on New Year's Eve or like how much I hate New Year's Eve? I don't hate it, but I remember when I was a teenager, you just grow up, right, as a kid seeing the big countdown. I remember like Harry Met Sally. Did I watch that when I was a kid? I don't know if that's a kid's film, but I remember that scene specifically in that big ballroom. I guess it was in the 80s. Everyone's having the best time. Everyone's dressed up. Every single person in there is happy. There's not one person who's complaining because their shoes hurt or that they're not going to be able to get a cab home because it's New Year's Eve or that it's freezing or that their feet are soaked because it's slushy snow outside or that their date was a jerk or that they didn't have a date. And that's I feel like every New Year's Eve experience for me, all of my teenage and probably into my 20s, when was the first good New Year's Eve I had? God, I sound like a Grinch. Are you listening to this on New Year's Eve? Maybe this is your New Year's Eve. We'll spend it together. All right, me and you. Gonna drink some eggnog. Oh, another question. What are you supposed to put in eggnog? Is it rum? Because that's what I put in it. And a friend of mine was like, no, you idiot, it's brandy. I don't know. What is it? But let me tell you this, get you some of that vegan eggnog so you don't have the runs the next day and put some rum in it. Spiced rum. Oh, it's so good. And it's not too late. Christmas has been and gone, but I always say that the holidays last till a couple of days after New Year's Eve. Because think about it. A lot of your friends, you don't get to see them on Christmas because they're with the in-laws or they had to travel. So then they come back and before you have to go back to work, that's when you have your friend Christmas / New Year's Eve or just fun at home or going out to a pub that's near or a restaurant or a bar and you can actually enjoy each other's company. I myself have a tradition. New Year's Day, I invite my friends over, my close friends who are like family, and they're always taking care of me on the holidays. So New Year's Day is my thing. I provide the food and the alcohol and the cushions on the couch for their kids to make their forts to keep Alfie out of. And it's just great. We cook all day long. I'll make breakfast and then we make a lunch and then a dinner and just eat and snack. And there's cheese. And my friend brings over, what's the Texas thing? The beans and the cabbage? Colton's like, I've lived here my whole life, you weirdo. I don't know. I think black beans and cabbage and cornbread. Maybe your family doesn't do that. She's from Bastrop. Maybe that's where that's from. But she makes that. That's our big tradition. She makes that because I don't know how to do it. And last year it was Mexican food. So we did migas. Or was it chilaquiles for breakfast? Then we made tacos later on. It was just and tequila. That was the alcohol. And I think we're going to do tequila again this New Year's Day. But we're going to do Spanish food. Apart from the beans and the cabbage and the cornbread. So we're going to make tortilla española. If you've ever had that, it looks like a big omelet. Colton, you ever had that? Oh, it's so good. And we love all sort of cooking together. Like everyone's there in the kitchen and tortilla española is really nice to like make together because it takes a lot of work, lots of chopping. And it takes a while to cook, and I make the aioli to go with it. And we're going to make gambas later on as well, like a bunch of tapas. We have olives and manchego. It's going to be awesome. Come over if you know my address. Don't look it up. That'd be really weird. I have to set Alfie on you. But that's my New Year's Day tradition, and I'm super looking forward to that. And that's another reason to not go crazy on New Year's Eve, because I actually prefer my New Year's Day than New Year's Eve, and I don't want to be hungover on New Year's Day. Also, I'm sure we're going to play Uno. We'll stick on those Christmas movies. The kids like to, it's really weird. My friend's kids like to empty off my coffee table. And that first off is like the dance floor. And then it turns into like their pallets. They'll pull some pillows up there and cushions and blankets. And then they lay sort of like top and tail watching the TV. I don't know. That's just what they do. But it's lovely. And I hope you've got something fun like that planned. And I hope that you had a great Christmas. Mine was great. But this isn't Christmas or New Year's related. It's just a random thought. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were selling a product. Oh, like this. All right, I'm just going to give you a quick tutorial. It's super easy. Okay, we've got specs on the screen right now. We're going to get rid of that. But Colton, it's a capable human. Doesn't matter that he's young, all right? You can do this if you're old. Who? He's just going to type in earlybirdcbd.com. Look, no www. And watch it. Huzzah! It's like magic. Colton, while we're here, we just scroll down a little bit. Let's have a look at what we've got. There we have the four packs. Early Bird Full Spectrum THC CBD Gummies. These are the four packs. This is great if you want to try it or gift it to friends. Thank you, Nick, for the favor you did me the other week. I gifted you. And then if you want the full bottles, here you go. Three different flavors. I love them all. I don't have a favorite. I love them so much. And right now at earlybirdcbd.com/deb, that gets you 20% off everything. You can even go deeper and go into their CBD oil right there. I would highly recommend. Even if you've maybe missed a gift for a friend over Christmas period, you're like, oh, I didn't get someone something. Just order them from earlybirdcbd.com. Don't forget to add /deb to get 20% off. Yeah, so they were selling a product like I just did. And the pair of them, I forget even who it was, kept saying www. And it made my skin crawl. It actually sets me on edge when I hear that. And I've had guests on the show before, other show, and we would allow them to pimp their business. And they would say, this one particular client would say, www. And it just was like nails down a blackboard for me. And I sort of suggested to them at one point that they didn't have to say that because, oh, maybe you don't know. You know, you can just type it in. You just, like I just said, earlybirdcbd.com. It's like magic, dude. It takes you right there. It's an unwritten rule. Literally, you don't have to write it. You don't have to write. Can we just do away with it? Why do we even have the www anymore if you can just type it in without that? Or can we, Colton, what do you say? You're a Gen Z.
I agree.
You agree? You don't use the www, right? Never. He says never. All right, boomers. All right, my folks, Gen Xers. And then you millennials who are real close to my age. We don't have to say it anymore, right? It takes up too much time. It's a waste. Time is money. It's a waste of time and money, and it makes you look foolish. So stop it. Just put that out there in the ether. This is my New Year's Eve wish. No one's saying that anymore. If you want to type it, go ahead. You want to write it, go ahead. Just don't verbalize it. It's the worst. You know what else I have a problem with? Keys. I got a problem with keys. I've lived for the last, how long have I lived in my house? It took me, I had to replace the door after a little while. So maybe 6 years, probably about 6 years. 6 years, I've lived a keyless life. I refurbished my house and had to replace the front door. Didn't have a standard width door. It was like 27 inches wide. Very weird. You people who owned my house before me, you're nuts. I don't know what you were thinking, but I put a normal size door in there and I thought, I'm going to get one of those fancy keypads. They're not really that fancy. They're maybe a little bit more expensive than a door handle. And there is a key to that. There are keys to that door, but I don't need them. I frankly don't think I know where they are. I know the code and it sends me a little flashy light signal when the battery's getting low. I change it, don't need a front door key. Do you know how liberating that is? And then for the past 10 years, until 2 months ago, I drove the same car. And that car had a key fob. And that key fob just sat in my bag in a zippy pouch. And you walk up to the car, and for me, you press a button and on the door handle, and then you open it. So at the same time, you just like grab, shh, dong. No, nothing in my hands ever. It is indescribable how liberating a key-free life is. And I said this several years ago when I first got the car that was just the fob, that was keyless entry. I said, this is the future, guys. Mark my words, TM in a circle. One day, and I do believe there are some companies that have this, they're beta testing it, or maybe even further with their employees. We're going to have a chip in our hand, all right? It's going to do everything. I'm just going to boop through the door. I'm going to come to work. I'm going to go boop. I'm going to get home and I'm going to go boop. And I'm going to get to my car and I'm going to go boop. Or maybe I don't even need to boop. It's just going to sense me. Because if you drive an Audi, I don't, ex-boyfriend does, you've got the fob in your pocket or in your bag. You just walk up. Guys, you just walk up and you open the door. It's like, what up? I see you. Welcome. Get in here. I mean, I think Tesla does that too. I think they might even open the door for you. That's the next step. But is it really? I mean, how much more expensive? My car was old. It was a 2012, but it was keyless. I bring this up because life has changed recently, guys, as you've probably known. I'm not doing that thing I did before. And with that came a lot of cutbacks. And I decided recently that, well, I realized I had a lot of equity in my old car. And got another weird, you get a lot of weird stories from me today. Ex-husband is a car dealer for Toyota. And I mentioned to him, like, hey, I might just buy an old Beetle so I don't have a car payment because I bought a new car last year. It's the same car that I had. It's another weird thing. I've had the same car 3 times over the last 10 years. I liked it so much. It had a keyless entry, guys. I just got it three used versions of it in a row. But the last one was a 2017. Lots of equity in it. And with the used car market like it is now, I thought, why don't I just use that equity? It's like free money sitting there. And then use that to buy a car outright and not have a car payment. I did the maths, which I'm not very good at, but it worked out to be a solid idea. Plus, I won't be out my car payment every month, especially right now while I'm, you know, meal prepping and doing my own dry cleaning because I'm a little bit financially challenged. So I did. And he actually got me a brand new car. I got a brand new car. This is why I say this is a weird story. I'm poor and I'm driving around a brand new car now, but it's because I was smart with my money in the past and I had equity. So I flipped my older car into a, you guys might not even know about this, and this is not an ad, but it could be. It's a one lease payment. You make it up front. And I didn't even know this existed. Maybe this would help you out right now. If you're in a bit of a bind, you can't afford your car payment, but you've got equity. Sell that car. Get at me and I'll tell you the best way to do it. At Deb O'Keefe, deb@hotpiemedia.com. I'm serious. Being married to a car dealer, that was the only thing he left me with. Oh, a pile of debt. But how to buy a car, how to not get, excuse my language, you can beat this out if you want to call, how not to get f***ed when you buy a new car. But I did it. I got it. I've been thinking about getting a truck. So I am now, I'm a truck girl, guys. I'll show you a picture right here. I'm a Toyota Tacoma driver. The guys actually who work here saw me drive off the other day and they were like, is that your car? You're driving a truck? When I first got home with it, my next door neighbor, who's like 25, he walked into his driveway, looked at me getting out of the car and he gave me the up nod. It's like the highest pinnacle of respect you can get from somebody, a youth from, I don't know, the opposite sex even. I was pretty cool. I was like, thanks, bro. And of course, it wouldn't be Christmas without Specs wines, spirits, beer, finer foods, mixers, snacks. You know, they have those amazing little nuts. I forget where they're from. There might be some kind of fancy almond. They've got them there. You're going to a holiday party? Yeah, I know it's New Year's Eve, but I told you I have holiday parties beyond the beginning of January because I don't get to see everyone. So specsonline.com is where you can go to order, or you can actually see what they have in inventory. I like to go there because you can actually sort by the type of liquor that you like to find recipes. Maybe you're a gin girl, maybe you're a vodka guy, you want to learn more about seasonal drinks for this time of year. You can find it all at specsonline.com. You can even get notifications if you're a Key Club member about special events and decent deals as well. Great. Listen to this. There's a white Moscato called Silent Night. Have romantic. It's just $10.52. stick that in the cart or find the nearest one to you. As soon as you get to specsonline.com, you can put your zip code in and you'll find the nearest one to you. Do it. Christmas and the holidays aren't the same without specs. So I got this brand new, it's a 2022. I don't think I've ever had a brand new car before. But guys, it's got a key. Luckily I don't have to stick it in the door to open it, but I have to stick it in the ignition and I have to hold the key in my hand to lock it by my hand when I get out of the car. And this all sounds so first world problems and I get it. But for 10 years, car key free existence, I would get out of my car, I would shut the door and I would press the button and it would go beep, beep, locked. And that's not a big deal. That's not a big deal, Deb. You've got other strife in your life. There's people with way worse problems than that. But for me, it's just a real awkwardness. I get out of the car. I have to pick Alfie up and down everywhere now. I don't even want to talk about it too much, but he's got a messed up back disc issue. Follow me on Instagram at Deb O'Keefe if you want the whole story on that. Maybe I'll talk about that in greater detail in the future, but he's not allowed to jump out of the car anymore. I now have a truck. I'm higher up. So I'm picking him up. I've got to hold the key. I don't want to stab my dog. Then I've got to go and get stuff out of the back carries. It's just annoying to have a key. All right. That's my last rant of 2021. Maybe the shittiest year on record for me. Close with 2020. And there are a couple of other years in there. But 2021, you know what happened. It was pretty bad. I'm complaining because I have to carry a key, but it's just annoying. If we have all agreed that we're not going to do the www dot anymore, can we just get rid of keys? I got a key to the building here the other day. They're like, hey, just in case of emergencies or you want to come up on the weekend, do a pod on your own, whatever. Here's a key. And I looked at that and I didn't know what to do about it. I was like grateful because it's like, that's an honor, right? I'm being trusted, but I want to just throw it in the bin immediately. I don't want a key. Do you know what I did? Maybe I'll show you this. See if I can find it quickly. Oh yeah, my bag's right here. This might be one of the dumbest things I've done. Colton, I don't know if I've even shown you this, but I don't own a key ring. I think you guys call it a keychain. I don't own the thing that you put all your keys on because I only have one key. And this is what my key looks like. It's a Toyota key. It's got a rectangular-ish black emblem with the two buttons and the panic and the sticky outy bit that I'll stab someone in the eye with if they try and rape me by my car. This is hard to find in the bag. It just rattles around and you need to be able to get it, right? Not like the fob. The fob could just hide. The fob could go to the bottom of my handbag and live with the crumbs. You know what I mean, ladies? And like that piece of gum that fell out that's all manky now, but you know you can eat it in an emergency. The bottom of the bag where there's like 2-year-old tampon that looks really dirty on the outside, but you can still use it because it's got the cellophane on the, like all that crap at the bottom of a lady's handbag. This key, I don't want to root around in there every day for this key, but the fob, it just stays down there. It's like a deep sea monster. The fob, it was not to be seen or heard of, can live with the other crustaceans, but this guy, the key, no, he needs to be available at all times. And he falls between the cracks in this. So you know what I did? Here's my key ring. It's my... Do you see what it is, Colin? It's my old keyless entry fob. It's not from the car I just sold because I gave two fobs with that one. This is from like my first one. I had forgotten to hand it over. It was in the back of the junk drawer. Yours had the junk drawer, right? I found it recently and I thought, oh, I can't throw that away. I have sentimental value. So it is now my key ring. And I've had so many people go, oh my God, you have two cars? And I'm like, no, it's just, I can't let go of the past. As I say goodbye to 2021, I had to say goodbye to my keyless existence. I now am just semi-keyless. It's sad. And I know it's first world problems and I feel bad complaining about it, but it's just, you know, it is what it is. All right. Love you guys. Thank you for listening. I hope this year hasn't been as shit for you as it has for me, but let's all agree that next year it's got to get better, right? Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. Get your booster. Be safe and happy new year. Love you. Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.